Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, with just 1 week to go until voters go to the polls in the US presidential election, pressure is building because the candidates are making a final push for votes in the vital swing states. There's continued fallout over the controversial Puerto Rico comments made by a comedian at Donald Trump's New York rally on Sunday, with both the Archbishop and President of Puerto Rico's Republican Party calling on him to personally apologise. Well, for the very latest, I'm joined on the line now by Terry Sheridan, who's news director at WSHU Public Radio in New York. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning to you, Claire.
Thank you for being with us. So let's talk about this row over the comments that were made about Puerto Rico. Give us the background to this first. What happened?
Well, this was at Donald Trump's Madison Square Garden rally in New York. It was the biggest rally he's held so far. It was billed as his closing argument. It lasted several hours, and it was almost as if there was shows going on, multiple speakers. One of the early speakers, a comedian by the name of Tony Hinchcliffe, told a joke. He told several pretty bad jokes, but the one that's causing the trouble now is that he said, "Did you know that there's a floating island of garbage in the Atlantic Ocean? It's called Puerto Rico." It turns out at the same time, Kamala Harris was speaking before Latino voters in Pennsylvania. So this just set off, you know, everybody, Puerto Ricans, Latinos, just to condemn the remarks and then also to come out and endorse to endorse Kamala Harris if they haven't before.
So Donald Trump, then, despite these calls for him to personally apologize, he hasn't commented on this at all, has he?
No, his campaign has said that it was that data it doesn't represent what they're for. The Republican parties, as you said, in Puerto Rico, also in Florida, Pennsylvania, where there is a substantial Puerto Rican population, the Republican Party there has condemned the remarks. Vice President candidate J.D. Vance has said that people, basically, people, this is a paraphrase, we can't be offended by everything. People need to get a sense of humor. But Donald Trump himself has not spoken about this.
So how damaging do you think it is for Donald Trump?
I think it could be damaging in Pennsylvania, and it could be damaging to a degree in Florida. Pennsylvania would be key because Pennsylvania is one of the swing states that will determine the election next week. Florida pretty much is already going to go to Donald Trump. However, it might have some effect on the Senate race there, which is particularly close. Donald Trump's lead in Florida is most likely too big to overcome by Kamala Harris. But Rick Scott's re-election for the U.S. Senate is a tight race.
So do you expect then that he will be forced to apologize? He's not known for apologizing, but that he will be forced to address these comments in some way, shape or form?
He will probably address them. I don't think he's going to apologize, but, you know, who knows? But most likely, no. His motto is never apologize. If there's a problem, it's because you either misunderstood, you took it out of context, or you're overly sensitive.
All right, but let's talk about what's happening in the polls. They have been really tight in recent weeks. It is going to come down to the seven critical swing states, Terry. So give us an overview of what the polls are saying now.
Well, the overall national average has Harris up 49% to 48%. But again, the key here is the swing states. Harris is up in four of the seven states, but most of them are within a point or two. So by no way is this set that this is going to happen. What pollsters are looking at, what pollsters are afraid of, or, you know, afraid of for pollsters, is that people are not telling the truth about what they're doing, and people, you know, who are legitimately undecided still haven't made up their mind. It's the whole theory of, yes, I don't like Donald Trump, but I'm not particularly fond of Kamala Harris either. So those are the votes that they're trying to get. But no, as of now, this is still a toss-up.
And we're still seeing this huge push then in the swing states in the final days of the campaign. How much of a difference will those rallies make?
The rallies in the state, I don't know how much they're going to make unless some news comes out of it, much like it did Sunday at Madison Square Garden, unless they're aimed at a specific set of the population. at this point, it's just, I think it's too little too late if people think a rally is going to change the minds of voters. It's just they have to go through the motions to make their closing arguments.
Barack Obama has been very busy on the campaign trail as well, hasn't he? He was speaking in Philadelphia last night, appealing to Muslims who are thinking about backing Donald Trump. Now, there is a concern about where the Muslim vote's going to go because of what's happening in the Middle East. What are people saying about that?
Well, both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are making a big effort to go after the Muslim vote, particularly in Pennsylvania, as you said, in Philadelphia area, and also in Michigan, in the Detroit area, which is a very big center of the Muslim population. Donald Trump is saying, hey, you know, I back Israel, but I will end the war and I will end the bloodshed, where Kamala Harris is supporting Joe Biden's policies, which Muslims are a bit upset at. So it's a case of who is going to win this population, particularly Pennsylvania, particularly in Michigan, because, again, if we're looking at the percentage less than 1% that, say, for instance, that Harris is leading in Michigan, that Muslim population, even though it's relatively small to the general population, could have the effect to tip the election one way or the other.
And Elon Musk has been very present on the other side, and he was at the Madison Square Gardens rally with Donald Trump at the weekend. People might have seen pictures of him there being greeted very warmly by Melania Trump. But the prosecutors in Philadelphia have sued him and his America PAC because they have said they want to award $1 million to voters in the swing states. How are they going to do that? And what problem do the prosecutors have with it?
Well, Elon Musk put out what he's calling a lottery, that if you're in one of these swing states and you sign his petition to protect the First and Second Amendment, that's what he's calling it, a petition to protect those two amendments, you will be entered into this lottery to win $1 million. He's giving away $1 million each day. Two issues that are raised by that. One, it's a lottery, and the lotteries are controlled by the states. So they're saying that this is an illegal lottery. The bigger picture is the prosecutors and also the attorney general has warned him that you cannot give people money to either get them to register to vote or to vote for a particular candidate. That is a federal offense, and that is what's being alleged, that, yes, he's saying it's to sign a petition, but it's actually getting people to register to vote.
Mm-hmm. Will that case be dealt with before the election?
No. No. The wheels of the judicial system will not will not go that far. And it's a suit, lawsuit, so it'll take a while.
Okay, so his lottery continues. Listen, 47 million people, we know, Terry, have already voted. President Biden cast his vote yesterday. We've no information as to how those votes are looking at the moment. But we do know that police in both Oregon and Washington state have launched investigations because there were ballot boxes set alight. And there could be hundreds of votes in those boxes that might have been destroyed. So what's going to happen there?
Well, we have three cases of the ballot boxes being set on fire. One was in Portland, Oregon. That was a couple of weeks ago. A fire suppression system put out the fire before any ballots were damaged. Two ballot boxes in Vancouver, Washington, were set ablaze, but there was no fire suppression system or it didn't work. Those ballots were destroyed. Now, ballot boxes have become part of the conspiracy theory that conservatives, the MAGA people, have been saying that this is basically just ballot harvesting. So they have become a target. So what's happening specifically in these cases is the Secretary of the State of Washington has put out an appeal to anyone who used that box to contact their office immediately. They will get a second. They will get a chance to re-vote as it was. But police are looking at these ballot boxes, particularly in several states, very carefully, because, again, it's certain people believe that they're used to fix the election.
Terry, thank you for bringing us up to date on all of that from the United States. Terry Sheridan there from WSHU Public Radio. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about voluntary school contributions with our reporter, Brian O'Connell. And so far, the highest we have heard about is €161. If you can beat that, do let us know on our WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32.